Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I am here sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm a glowing candle, a candle of the purest light of love, mellow, joyous, and wonderful. And I'm a talking candle too, really. And I tell the children of all the adventures I have as I visit other children all over the world each evening. Last night I visited a little girl, and her name was Ellen. And Ellen was a very happy little girl. And she was just 9 years old, and being a very joyous little girl, very obedient, very happy, and very harmonious in her family, she said, "Mommy, I would like to have a puppy dog." And her mother said, "Well, Ellen, having a puppy dog is a great responsibility. Having a puppy dog is another life that you're bringing into your world. And it's a real thing. And it wants to eat. And it wants to sleep. And it wants to go potty. And it wants to have time to play. And it wants to have time to rest. And it demands that our attention be given to it. Oh, Mommy, you make it sound so much work." "Well, Ellen, having a puppy is a demanding thing." "Mommy, I'm 9 years old. Can I have a puppy, please?" "Well, Ellen, you tell me that you would take care of the puppy, that you would feed him, that you would take him out for a walk whenever you come home from school, that you would play with him, and that you're not going to forget him as soon as you get tired of playing with him, as you do with some of your toys and you put them aside. You're going to always realize that puppy is a living, wonderful being." "Okay, Mommy, I'll do that. I'll do that." So Ellen had made her pledge to her mom that she would really be concerned in a loving way with her puppy. And so they bought this happy little puppy. It's a little guy. And he is just black as the ace of spades. Happy, wiggly waggly. And Ellen said, "Wow, he loves me." And the puppy would come up and kiss Ellen on the nose and snuggle into her arms and say, "I like being with you." And then the puppy piddled on the floor. And mother said, "Ellen, wipe that up now and train your dog to go potty outside." "But Mommy, we don't have a door that he can go out. I have to open it for him." "Well, you can train him to scratch the door or to bark and say, 'Potty time,' and then you take him out." "Oh, Mommy, can't we have a doggy door for him?" "Oh, now we want to have a doggy door for the dog. Well, our yard is fenced in the back, and he would be secure there. Now, we could perhaps put a doggy door in." So Ellen talked her mommy into putting a doggy door in. And they put a doggy door in the wall itself so that the doggy could go in and out whether the door was opened or closed or whatever was going on. And Ellen would call the doggy to come through the door. And after a little bit of training, the doggy went in and out of the doggy door just as though he knew all about it. And then Ellen would walk him outside and say, "Potty time." And so the doggy would do its duty. Now, Ellen, of course, had to have a name for her dog. And her dog she called Peanuts, because she thought the word Peanuts was a good name. And Peanuts didn't mind the name at all. And she'd go outside the doggy door and say, "Peanuts, come." And Peanuts would come flying through the doggy door and ready to play. And Ellen would go in the house and she'd say, "Peanuts, come." And he was outside doing his duty and having fun. He would come rushing into the house and say, "Oh, you want to play? You got a treat?" And so Peanuts and Ellen became fast friends. And Ellen had soon taught Peanuts that he should do his duty outside and that he should never do it in the house, that he should he could be on the furniture. That was allowed in that house. He could be anywhere he wanted to be, but he had to be careful that he wasn't in people's way. He shouldn't sprawl out in the middle of the floor. He should go into a corner or the side of the room where he wouldn't be walked on. And Ellen taught Peanuts these things. And Peanuts learned. And you know, Ellen's mother was so proud of her. Well, then Ellen was back in school. And she'd come home from school and she'd take Peanuts out for a walk. And Peanuts would say, "Oh, Ellen, I love you, I love you." And Ellen would giggle and smile and snuggle her Peanuts. And Peanuts would love this so much. He would think, "This is the greatest thing in the world. So wonderful." And, of course, it was so wonderful. It was exactly what Ellen wanted. And even when the computer shouts out that it needs attention, Ellen wasn't disturbed because that wasn't her job. That wasn't her job to give the computer attention when it called for it. Her job was taking care of Peanuts. And so, the days went on, and Ellen and Peanuts became fast friends. And then the day came that Ellen had to go away to a vacation camp. And she'd be gone for a week. And now, who was there to take care of Peanuts? And her mother said, "Well, Ellen, this is your dog now. Who's going to take care of Peanuts while you are away? Mommy, would you do it?" "Ellen, you know, you made a promise that you would take care of Peanuts all by yourself, and you would not put the responsibility on anybody else." "But, Mom, I want to go to camp." "I know you do, Ellen," her mother explained, "but you promised you'd take care of Peanuts always." "Mom, won't you take care of Peanuts for me?" And her mother said, "No, you made a promise. Now, you keep that promise." So, Ellen went to her best friend next door, and her best friend was Mariella. And she said, "Mariella, I get a chance to go to camp, but Mom says I got to take care of my dog because that was my promise." And Mariella says, "Well, that's no problem." "What do you mean it's no problem, Mariella? I got to take care of my dog Peanuts. I got to do what my mom says." "Well, did you make a promise?" "Yes, I made a promise." "Well, do you always keep your promises?" "Yeah, yes, I do. Really, I do. Yes, really, I do." "Well, did you mean that you had to take care of them or that you had to be responsible to have someone else take care of them?" "Well, I guess that could be that way. Well, I'm going to be home, and I would just love to take care of Peanuts for you." "You would love to take care of Peanuts for me, but you don't have a doggy door. You don't have any way to handle it." "Ellen, you leave that to me. I'll take care of Peanuts if your mother says it's okay." So, Mariella came over and talked to Ellen's mother, and Ellen's mother says, "Well, that's very nice of you, Mariella. And that's very nice of you to take over Ellen's responsibility. Ellen has this responsibility, and it's up to her to take care of all the details." And Mariella said, "Well, would it be all right if I come over here and stay in Ellen's bed and take care of the puppy while Ellen's gone? That way the doggy would be comfortable. That way Peanuts would have his own doggy door and everything." "Why, Mariella, that is a beautiful idea. I think that's wonderful. You go right ahead and make arrangements with your mommy to stay over here while Ellen is away at camp." So Mariella went to speak to her mother. And her mother said, "Are you sure that Ellen's mother wants you to do that?" "Oh, yes, Mommy. Ellen's mother and I talked it over very seriously. And I would stay in Ellen's bed and I would live there just like Ellen." "All right, Mariella. Remember now, you can't be everywhere and you have to go to bed on time, and you have to get your things done that you plan to do during the day, you know. Okay, Mommy. So Ellen went to camp and had a good time, but she was always concerned about Peanuts. And every day she wrote a letter to Mariella asking how Peanuts was. And she would go on to the telephone every evening, and she'd call Mariella and say, "How is Peanuts? How's my baby? How's Peanuts doing?" And when Ellen came home from camp, Peanuts and Mariella were the most famous friends you could imagine. Because Mariella didn't feel that she owned Peanuts. She just loved Peanuts. And she shared that love so beautifully that when it was time for her to go home, it was perfectly okay. She now had a very special new friend living right next door, along with Ellen, the new friend, Peanuts. And Peanuts and Mariella became long and fast friends. And whenever Ellen needed a babysitter for Peanuts, she knew where to find the best babysitter in the whole world. And Mariella's mother and Ellen's mother were in full agreement of the girls working together on their projects. But Ellen says, "You know, when you make a promise, you got to keep it. And I told Mom I would take care of Peanuts, and I would be in charge of them, and I would be responsible for them." And Mom said, "Okay." And when I said Mariella would come and help, she said, "Okay, it's your choice." And so, to this day, Mariella and Ellen are the best of friends. And to this day, Peanuts is their mutual buddy. Life works like that in so many beautiful ways. Well, boys and girls, I see that there, Mr. Sandman is coming through the door there. He has his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and he's going to give you happy thoughts that you're going to dream about all night long. Now, call your mommy and daddy and tell them, "Bedtime, come hug me," and give them a big hug and snuggle, and slide down under your covers and say, "Good night." And I say to you, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a wonderful night.